You're listening. What? Were you being Mick Jagger then?
No, I was doing my football chant.
No, because you're a big football fan and
big
Norwich
football
had
fan.
The big
now
game.
Norwich had their big 0-0 result yesterday at home.
Oh, big 0-0 result at home. That's not good.
No, first leg of the Championship playoff. It did affect me though. You know, I don't let things affect me, but this affected me.
Because some cunt had parked in your space.
No, because my boys come over on. I see my boys yesterday.
Yeah.
And I normally pick them up and they get the bus home. And then the game was at noon and they were getting like the 5 o'clock bus. And I was like, oh, this is going to be drunk football. No, I'll drive you home. I didn't want them to get abused on the bus. Because football fans are cunts.
Yeah.
Yeah. They, I mean, there's very few sections of society you're allowed to generalise in such a way. But I think you can that because generally they're white male cunts. That's fine. But they are.
I totally agree.
Especially when they've had a 0-0. I think the second leg's on Thursday at Leeds. But I don't know. I mean, Ipswich have gone up. So it'd be nice if Norwich went up as well. Just, I don't know.
Yeah, that'd be amazing, actually.
Yeah, I think it would sort of, only because it would take something away from them a little bit, wouldn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, because we were nowhere. I say we. Norwich weren't anywhere. Like, Norwich were like ninth and Ipswich were top like about a month ago.
Yeah, I think Norwich have been down, is it two seasons?
Did they? It's unusual did they for down? Norwich, but they've been yo-yoing for a while, haven't they?
Yeah.
But I don't give a fuck about football. I know you do. I know you think you like football. I know I don't.
Well, this is what I was going to tell you before we started recording. So, I love football.
You think you do?
Outwardly. I just burped. And so, we went out yesterday morning. Bit of family time. Because I have to do that trade-off. If I know I'm going to be sitting for 2 hours, basically telling the children to get out of my way and stop playing in the room near me, I have to do that trade-off where I am nice to everyone for the morning, don't I?
Pretending to be nice.
So I took my son, my big boy, to work, and then we went to a park, which is essentially, we went to Brentwood, which is essentially you walk around a lake. It's quite a nice walk.
I don't hate that, I'll be honest with you. I don't hate walking around a lake. There's something about walking around a lake that I prefer to many other things. I don't know why.
Yes. It wasn't unpleasant. It was nice.
No, lakes are nice, aren't they?
Yeah, there was ducks and geese. And
yeah, I mean, the wild fowl, the wild waterfowl is a bonus, but water's just, there's something about water for sure.
I'm water. I am a water person. We'll get to that in a minute, actually. I've got something else to tell you about that. So I came in, then my wife was like, obviously she knew that the 2 hours were coming where I was going to be not part of the family. Mm. So she said, I've just got to go upstairs and do something. Like she needs to put, oh, I'm going to put my clothes away or whatever. So we had about probably 2 hours until the kickoff of the game. So she took herself upstairs to do that. And then I was full on parenting. Then she come downstairs and she went, do you know the time? And I checked the time. I thought 2 minutes ago. And I was like, yeah, I know the time. She's warning me of the start of the match, right? She's like, it's getting close. Are you aware of the time? Yes. So then we finished playing what we were playing. They'd been doing some modelling with some modelling clay stuff. And then
I thought you meant like fucking modelling.
Yeah, they were modelling. They're doing a bit of modelling.
No, I thought you meant, like, I imagine they were with a hand on their hip.
I've got the kids doing some poses.
For a Tom
for a website
Bins.
I'm building.
I'm just sending Tom Bins some, just a little sideline.
I was creating the images, although that's not what that means. So then I'm down on my hands and knees because they've been using this sort of, it's like air dry modelling clay, you know that stuff.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
And little bits of it have just gone all
quid,
over the
you,
floor.
Mate? Got a few quid around the old frip.
Loaded.
Buying modelling clay for your kids, fucking hell.
Jesus. So I start sweeping up the little bits on the floor, clearing it all up, and then I'm like, oh, I could just sweep up the whole area, the whole dining room. I'll sweep up the lot. I know I've got time before the football. So I go and put the crumbs, let's say, in the bin in the kitchen. And I look up at the time and I said, that's not the time, is it? And my wife went, yeah. And I was 10 minutes after kickoff. And
Do you know this is classic addict behaviour?
No, please tell me. So yeah, I ran into the lounge, turned it on. I'd missed, I think, 6 minutes of the game had gone.
What was it, 1-0?
I've never done that. It wasn't 1-0 at that point.
Luckily, no, but it was in the end.
It was in the end. But I missed 6 minutes of the game. That's never happened.
This is classic addict behaviour. Like when you get like.
Please tell me.
Well, someone will go, I'm a high functioning addict of whatever, say booze, and they will just get all their work done in this massive, sort of like a burst of activity, and go over and above. So you go, I'll go wash up, and then you're like, well, once I wash up, I'll have a drink. And it's a guilt. It's a guilt thing. So you go into the kitchen. You go right. I washed up. I'll have a drink. I still feel bad. I'll tell you what. I'm gonna defrost the fridge. And then you end up doing so much stuff more than you should.
This makes sense because I'm like, what am I doing? When I sat down, guilt. I was like, what's going on?
You're trying to.
I think it was. I've not thought that.
Yeah, that's actually addict behaviour, mate. And do you know why
you
it is?
Have. You've counselled me there.
Yeah.
Because I know that is what it is. Now you've said it, I feel it. But I remember what I was feeling when I'm sweeping the floor.
But obviously, football's not an actual addiction, so you are made to feel guilty about it. This is like,
but is
you
it
have
not?
To justify
is it not an addiction?
Oh, it might be, but I'm saying it's not like a physical addiction, like a substance, is it? But if you didn't have a wife and kids, you wouldn't have done all that. You'd just gone, oh, I'm going to watch the football. But you feel like you have to justify it in your current surroundings. Addicts have to justify it in their own mind.
Weird as well because my wife is like, she didn't give a shit.
No,
like, it is, there has to be a
guilty.
No, I know,
I'm
that's
saying.
What I'm saying. It is me. That's the point I'm making. It
comes from within. But within your mind, you're like, oh, you're over justifying to yourself. And it's about flexing a kind of control. Where you can go, well, I've got all my stuff done ahead of time, so I can now sit down and enjoy this guilt-free. You have to ask yourself, where's that guilt coming from? All of this is to alleviate
that
guilt.
It's amazing. You've absolutely opened my eyes.
Open your ass. Here it comes. Meep,
meep. Wallop. Wallop. So, with all that in mind,
mm-hmm.
Let's talk about this. Gig. Was it Friday or Saturday's gig? Friday's gig. On with the night. And I'm not making fun of this. It might sound like I'm making fun, but I'm just saying what happened. Act is writing a new show and said they've been really struggling. Bit of writer's block.
Mm-hmm.
So, basically, the same thing that we all go through from time to time. Like, and then the procrastination. So they knew they've got to write a show and they're like, but now I've suddenly got into... She was like, I've got into making fudge. She just, I don't know what's going on, but I'm making like the best fudge. I've become amazing at making fudge. Mm. I'm buying all the best ingredients. I'm doing it like traditional ways. I've got slabs to roll it out on because she's got to write a show. She's not writing a show.
Pin that. I know what that is. Pin that. Carry on.
And then she said she's also got into astrology.
Oh, no.
And she said it's because it is the most complicated time-consuming thing that she could possibly... It's just like... And so she's throwing herself into that to also not be writing a show.
Because there are only 12 types of human on the planet. There are only 12 possible outcomes. Do you know what I mean? It's ridiculous.
But the funny thing was that she's like, oh, I've been doing a lot of charts.
I feel like I've shown my hand there. Come on, so I didn't mean to do that.
I've been doing a lot of charts for people.
Mm.
And I said, oh, right, okay. I said, I bet it's all like, I can't remember what I said, but, you know, everything could basically be moulded to the same person. You could mould. It's a bit like psychic reading, where they say something that is so generic.
Hang on, I'm getting something from the other side, Ash. I'm getting something. Am I right in saying you prefer pain to pleasure? No, sorry, got that wrong. Am I right in saying you prefer pleasure to pain? Like, if I said to you, would you like a Haribo giant strawberry that's now gluten-free and, no, sorry, gelatin-free, or would you like me to smash you in the dick with a hammer? You'd go for the strawberry, yeah? Yeah, thought so. No, that's because you're Pisces and you're very fishy.
But, that's true. So she then said, oh, like, ask me some questions. She was just asking me some questions. And then she went, oh, look, so I'm going to put it into this thing and that's going to bring up your chart and I can now interpret your chart. But all of the things were that, essentially,
generic.
What you've just done.
Yeah.
It's
are
so
you
funny.
Human, basically?
Do you, she said to me, and again, this is fine. I think she'd be okay with me taking the piss, but I'm not you know, do what you like. I don't care. But she's like, this shows here that you're outgoing. You want to be center of attention. Now,
yeah,
we're sitting at the side of the stage.
And she took one look at your body and went, do you like to remedy hunger by overeating? because Mercury is very much in retrograde at the time of your birth, do you eat a lot?
She said, you don't cover your head so much when it's sunny, do you? Because you find it difficult.
A red head.
Because you are that. Yeah. You sometimes fall asleep in the sunshine when you're wearing sunglasses. So that was all fine. Oh, and also, you're not... I'm going to guess what star sign you are. You're not Pisces, are you? You're not Aquarius, are you? You know, that thing of like...
Yeah, and then you go, yeah, I am. I thought so. That's why I said it, actually. That's why I said that one second, because I thought you might have been that one.
So then the next act comes in.
This is like backward cold reading, but for someone who can't do it.
Yeah, well, she's just learning it. Then
the
middle act comes.
Don't learn it. Don't bring it to my door until you've learned it.
The middle act then come in, right? Yeah. And she was like, oh, okay, I'm getting a lot from you. Like, she asked him a few questions. And it was all lighthearted, don't get me wrong. I don't think she was taking it, like, deadly serious. But she was asking him some questions. And she went, I'm pretty confident I can say what you are. And he went, oh, brilliant. Yeah, go on. I promise you, she went through 11 of them.
Yeah.
And then he was a Leo, and that was the last one she hadn't said.
Yeah, yeah.
And I just think the odds of getting it wrong that many times are
astrological, aren't they? Astrological odds.
They're
12 to 1.
It's huge. That's a huge chance to get it wrong when you're essentially guessing.
Yeah.
But then it was like, well, maybe you left it till last because you were reading the signs back to front.
That's what I was gonna, there's always an out with them, isn't it?
Yeah. You can see why I left that
but
one till
I think,
last.
Going back to the original sideline, this person, you know, I think that's imposter syndrome, as in I'm not really a comedian, but I could make fudge for a living.
Yeah.
So you stop doing something that would reinforce the fact you are a comedian and do something that you sort of feel you can... I don't know. Being a good comedian is not up to you. It's up to other people. Being good at making fudge is up to you, if you know what I mean. Like, that's you can true. Eat that bit of fudge and go, oh, that's a great bit of fudge. I like it. To my taste, I'm good at making fudge. But if no one laughs at your joke, you can't go, well, they're all wrong. I mean...
Well, this is the funny thing as well, because people do laugh at her jokes. She is funny. She does do well. It's interesting watching someone from the outside who you know is going to do well. I think she's done well every time I've ever seen her.
It's imposter syndrome, isn't it?
It's interesting to watch someone else dealing with that.
There's no amount of... in the room success, by that I mean the audience loving you, that can there's no applause break or there's no cacophony of laughter that can vanquish imposter syndrome from the mind if you've got it.
I'm lucky I don't suffer.
No, you think you're great, don't you? You've gone too far the other way.
Yeah.
But you have got there are acts got different ears, right? You got bomb ears.
Yeah.
I'm more towards the bomb ear that my ears filter out laughs, and I come off and I think, I never say it to another act. I never say it to another act because that's putting upon and that's needy and they're in their own space. And I think that some people think that endears them on the circuit. Like, oh, I'm self-deprecating and I'm it doesn't. Shut the fuck up. We're
totally
all here doing our job.
With you on that. We've always
I don't
said
care
this.
How you did. But if my partner's with me, I might say it to you because we're, you know, but like,
yep.
I wouldn't just go to
the
like,
same way,
and go, cool, I felt that was a bit of a struggle. Oh, no, it sounded great. Like, but I don't do it for that reason. But that is always how that conversation does go.
Yeah.
And then you've got some people that come and go, oh, they're lovely. And I'm thinking, what fucking room were you in? Lovely? Like, as in, like, oh, they didn't start booing when I thought they could at any second. Yeah, they are lovely in that they didn't throw shit at you.
See, I wonder whether lovely is...
Lovely means tolerant of my shit. That's what I...
Yeah, that's what I mean. Lovely doesn't mean it's a brilliant gig. Lovely means we got through that.
No, unharmed. They come off and go, oh, they were lovely. I enjoyed that. Oh, I wish they were all like that. And I'm thinking, God, they're just nice, too nice. I don't know how I stand with... I don't know where I stand sometimes in my opinion on audiences being nice versus not nice, because I want to do well, but I want to do well because I've done well. I don't want...
Yeah, it doesn't get you anywhere having and you get a people, nice...
Yeah, you get people like, that just get used to it, don't you? And they go, oh, well, I fucking...
There has to... For me, the best... there is an edge for me in any... The energy, as wanky as that sounds, it's the only way I can describe it, really. I want there to be a natural energy in the room
Jeopardy.
That I am riding.
There needs
for
to
it to
Jeopardy,
be the best
doesn't
gigs.
There? You know, you but do three then... jokes that land, and then you do the fourth one and it doesn't.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, those three jokes were good. It isn't just that they're nice. I need that Jeopardy.
I feel like that in, certainly at Comedia in Brighton, the Forge is probably a bit nicer.
Yeah.
In terms of there's not that, I don't know if there's the Jeopardy at the Forge, but the Comedia there seemed to be, because there was a lot more tourist turnover there. Up the Creek obviously has it. But somewhere like the Attic in Banbury, which is a gig I really enjoy playing, but that is a room where they are there smiling, going, go on then, this is great.
That's the you're Emperor's doing, New Clothes do- effect, isn't it? They think this is a great club. So we're watching someone and they go, oh, this is obviously a great comedian at a great club. If I don't laugh, that's my bad, not them.
Yeah.
That I don't like that. I'm not saying that quite particularly, because I've got that coming up on a Sunday, actually. And
yeah,
I look forward
nice.
To doing it. But you can't just play those rooms as...
Well,
I
yeah,
can
now
also...
that one isn't going to tell you anything about your material. You're going to have a good
time. I did a new material. I probably spoke about this. I did the Wednesday new material in Norwich the other week, 2 weeks ago. And there was 9 people there. And I did 10 minutes. I reckon 7 was brand new. Do you know what I mean? Like
yeah,
off my
yeah.
notebook. Not even... And one joke... Got, I thought I put it on here. I put it on here, didn't I? And it got a laugh. And by I mean a laugh, I mean 6 people actually laughed in spite of themselves.
Yep.
And I was like, that is a fucking banker. Now, to someone who doesn't know, they'd go, how could you say that? You made 6 people laugh at a joke.
Felt
kind
it.
Of laugh. But I was like, in that room, that's a banker. Other side of the coin, you go do Top Secret. You could get up there and you could just go, hey, so has anyone ever stuck a post-it note on the wall? And then when you pull it off, you stick it on another wall. Like, what? And they'd laugh.
Yeah.
They would laugh. Obviously, I'm looking at a post-it note on the wall. Because my. But that
you're
you
good
go,
at that.
Well, what does that tell you? Nothing.
So on another gig I did, there was... I went into the audience, I was MC, and went into the audience. There was so that thing where the front row, it was busy, but the left-hand side front row was empty. People had refused to sit there. The right-hand front row, there was 2 people sitting in. And then behind them, pretty much every seat is taken. So they've just gone, I won't sit in the front row. So then I sort of said, oh, you're sitting in the front row to the 2. And then the woman of that relationship said... yeah, we always sit in the front row.
What, so they were gay fellas?
No, it was a man.
That sounded, the way you said that, the woman
was,
of the relationship, that was very odd.
It was, I think, someone that identified as a woman and someone that identified as a man.
But
so
they,
that should...
Were they cis or not?
I'm just saying that should sum it up for you. You should be able to work it out from
right,
that.
Okay,
I don't need to give you any more
information. Okay. It's a minefield, isn't it? Why the... Did I tell you when I did that corporate and they said I couldn't say ladies and gentlemen?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Well, that's you can't say
what...
that... Can't say that a Comedia either.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Why?
I think they're trying to do away with it, but it then makes it so difficult. I know it isn't difficult, but it makes it so difficult of what to say. Like when they say, oh, yeah, just when
yeah,
you do
not,
your intro.
I know what you're saying. We're not having a go at this politically or what do you call it?
No.
Just practically. It's like, but if there's no, but then trans doesn't exist. Because if you want to trans to the other, oh, there's no different, there's no genders. Then what's trans? You're not transitioning from one to the other,
the
are
point?
You?
Yeah, what's the point? Yeah.
Yeah, if it's just all just one big amorphous.
It's really difficult to not say ladies and gentlemen.
It's so difficult. I didn't realise I said how much I said it until someone told me I couldn't say it.
Yeah.
I would go, oh, old hacky, ladies and like a circus barker, whatever. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to come out on ladies' health. So I said, people.
Yeah.
But then you, what if you got, what if you got a furry in the crowd?
People of Tidmouth.
Yeah, but what if you got a furry in the crowd? That's an animal. You're not a person.
Yeah. At what point? This is something I don't. Let's not get massively into this. But
no.
What differences? Where do you go down to?
Yeah. Exactly. That is what. Do you know? I was thinking this just as we started this podcast. You know, you get people that go on marches about things like pronouns.
Yeah.
And their whole currently, their whole life seems to be this one monolithic cause in their mind. If you had a Venn diagram of people that go to football, and do you think there's much crossover? Basically, what I'm saying is football a surrogate cause that you just... Because the people that go to football don't tend to give a fuck about the things that in the culture wars, and the people that are banging into the culture wars don't seem to be football fans. Is that what that is? That is that scratching that itch for people like you on a very deep subconscious level?
I don't think so, because I feel like I want to avoid that side of it.
Yeah, I know, but you say that, but you look at the league and you work out the games in hand and the points in the bag, and the, we've got them away and that away. Even that is taking up a certain amount of your RAM that someone else's RAM is probably spent on culture war shit, social justice shit. Do you not think?
Possibly.
I mean, it's something in your life that you care about and you're invested in.
Yeah.
Because like when we talk about, you know, my little things I talk about, some of them, and you go, yeah, well, yeah, who cares? Like, about like the vaccine and that. And I'm like, I wonder if he's just because all the things that I'm thinking about.
I filled
that
void with something else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So do you think that football is sort of like a big state-endorsed methadone for the masses?
No, because they did the opposite of state-endorsing it. If you think about the 80s and the 90s. I've thought about the conspiracy of football the other way round.
It changed, didn't it? That summer of love changed, didn't it? Everyone stopped fighting.
Do you think...
Thatcher hated
honestly,
football.
Tell me if this is true or if this is mad. This might be mad, okay?
Well, I'm not going to say that because I'm nice. You'd say it to me. Go on. I'm inclusive. I'm actually inclusive of other people's beliefs, unlike some people on the other end of it. Go on.
Was there ever a hooligan problem? Ever?
No.
Or was it... because Hillsborough Liverpool. Changed stadiums forever.
Yeah.
That wasn't a hooligan problem, but they made it out
police.
To be.
That was an admin problem.
They told us they were hooligans. Mm-hmm. That's the story that was told, and it took 30-odd years or whatever to come out that it wasn't hooligans.
Juventus, that wall fell over. That's not their fault. A fucking wall fell over. If you go in a stadium and it's even possible to push a wall over, that's the stadium's fault, surely.
Again, yeah. Definitely true. But they then used that as an opportunity to... stop
Thatcher these hated football
gatherings of yep. Let's say men mm-hmm. but you know yep. empowered men who all are united in their whether Mate. Or not you support Millwall, West Ham, Liverpool
good.
Whatever
good
you've got 40,000 people coming together
yep
like that mm-hmm. I don't know
locusts
if,
remember
hooliganism,
the locust thing?
I've never seen trouble at football. I've honestly never seen.
It's like anything, Ash.
A mass problem.
You get a lot of people in. You get a lot of people congregate, whether it be free Palestine. Oh,
I've seen
gym.
England fans abroad. Let's
or it could
clear.
Be supporting England in England, or England abroad, or it could be Man United away in the Champions League final. That's showing me age. Or it could be whatever it is where people congregate under a banner or a cause. The grasshoppers realise that they could be locusts and they're going to be less push-aroundable. That's a good word, isn't it? They're less push-aroundable by the state. So what
so
does the state
right,
do?
You are now not allowed to drink in the stadium and you are all sitting down from
this
now
whole
on.
Whole COVID thing, mate. It wasn't a coincidence. Listen, timeline of it or think of the moving parts. People congregate together. There is a feeling you get it at football. That probably is why you go. Because there is something there, and you do feel, and I think that like, you might not be able to sort of like, you might not be articulating it in your own mind, but you do feel I am not just a grasshopper; I could be a locust, and I felt it in crowds, and you sort of go, Jesus, there is something in humans that we are, maybe it's quantum entanglement, but when you get together, something there, And I am more than just me. I am a part of one. And it's a wonderful feeling. And it would make you, it would make you defend your neighbour, right? That's not good for the ruling elites, is it?
So well, it never has been. Look at the, yeah, but listen, like the Inquisition.
Specifically COVID. Specifically COVID. Stay in your house, wear a mask, take this jab. Oh, and you're only allowed in pods of six. I think they'd worked it out. Because if you're in a pod of six one day, then a pod of six the next, you might as well be in one pod of 12. Because if you, you, but they, well, I think they knew if you kept, if you, small enough factions, humans will just, there's still, there's a point where you got complete isolation. Then you've got like mild socializing. Then you've got groupthink. And I think they know, and I just think that was all part of it. That fucking pods was bollocks.
If but then, like, so why has it been completely disbanded now?
Because they've done it. It worked. It's over. What do you mean? That all that money's gone up. Big Pharma are nothing to do with the medical... This is the thing what I think where people have got a blind spot. Big Pharma and the medical community are two different things. Big Pharma have never cured anything. It's not in their benefits to. Big Pharma, Pfizer, whoever... By patents, they have never, ever eradicated anything. They want to keep you ill and keep you on their products. They are nothing to do, but they pay the medical community. Like that Dr. Raj Singh, whatever he is, it just came out. He got $22,500, the one who went on This Morning saying, get vaccinated, get vaccinated. He got paid $22,500 by AstraZeneca. So then they've
for
looked
what?
In. Exactly. So they've looked into it. He's deleted his Twitter, locked his Twitter, everything. He's fucking, Hillary Jones the same. That fucking ginger woman one on the BBC, all the same, all been taking all this money. She got $60,000. And they've gone, oh, that wasn't from them. That was for something else where they wanted me to be an ambassador for their child flu vaccine. And you go, it doesn't matter.
If they are putting money in your account,
you are not going to turn around and go, oh. And like, it makes me fucking laugh. Like Sam has put in the Discord, oh, this will wind Justin up. And it was an article in the News Post or the whatever, Newsweek from 2021 or 2022 saying, big headline, if you are unvaccinated, you need to make your end of life plans. And the article was going, oh, if you're not vaccinated, you better speak to your family now because you won't be able to speak in your... Absolutely fear-mongering. That was misinformation. At the same time, people were getting deplatformed for misinformation for saying the opposite of that, which was the truth. It's and but they did, they keep you separate. If you were, like, you know, like, they policed, they let Black Lives Matter marches happen at the same time they were disbanding anti-mask marches. You got to say, why? Why? Did COVID think, oh, Black Lives Matter, because that caused Trump's... But why did... Why, if you can't be together... Like, I was... This is the thing. There's just no one's allowed to see anyone. I'd rather have done that than this bollocks half-arse shit. Oh, you can... If you have a meal, you can go out. But if you're only having a pint, you can't. That's just like, just look at the, that
yeah,
means
bonkers.
It's not real.
Yeah, bonkers.
It just
absolutely
means it's not bonkers.
Ludicrous.
That's cynical. That's not real.
Eat out to help out.
Eat
oh, yeah.
Out
no,
because
you can't, luckily you couldn't catch COVID from having dinner with someone.
Yeah, if you have, like, there's a pubs got round the loophole. Remember they were doing like fish fingers sandwiches.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was like, oh, and people, this is the thing, like my fucking in-laws, they would go, oh, they would believe it. Oh, went out, but it's all right because I had a meal. And like, they were just got obsessed with following the rules, not thinking what the rules meant. That's what humans do. That's the sheep. That is what you call a sheeple, isn't it? If they go, right, what, you're not allowed out past 10 p.m., which they did. And everyone, like, I had my last drink at 9:45 and came home like a good boy. It's like, what do you fucking think you're doing? What do you... But they don't question it beyond that. Like, oh, I'm following the rules. I'm doing that. They probably think they're heroes and saving lives.
COVID, you couldn't catch COVID after 10.
It's ridiculous, mate. And then this is the thing. And then, so
do you remember
point is,
that? Do you remember
so,
that?
But there's
people
a thing.
Queuing to get
we've
camps.
Been so gaslit now. Oh, we didn't tell you. Like, yeah, you fucking did tell us this. I remember Dr. Hillary Jones on This Morning going, if you go swimming in the sea, you got to wear a mask. Imagine a bit. Like, what are you... This all just... Mate, and look, it was in the vaccine, but it was in the thing as well. They did gain of function research. It was in, like, it's in me and you. We've had COVID. I ain't had the vaccine, but whatever was in that, I think it's in me. I think it was, it's a bioweapon. I honestly think it was. A bit, oh, nutcase. But you look at it, you're like, Yeah, I mean, I think you now, at this point, you're a nutcase if you don't think that. I honestly think it's at that point. And it's not just confirmation bias, because my feed is all that shit. I know. But you look at it, you go, they reckon now, have you seen this, that everyone who had the vaccine are testing positive for HIV. Now, I don't think it means you've got HIV, but you're the positive. The test is showing positive, like they say poppy seeds does with opium.
Yeah.
Because that spiky virus protein does not appear in nature apart from COVID and HIV, which are both a lot of evidence or suggestion that they were both man-made. It doesn't appear in nature. They took that the coronavirus, which you've always had, the flu basically, respiratory things, and they put a spike on it to see if they could make it more infectious. So that's what's bad for you, that spike. And we've all got it. So I'm not, this isn't me and them. People, I hope people don't think, this is why I think people get annoyed with people like me, because they think there's a line in the sand and I'm like, oh, good, I've told you so, I didn't get vaccinated, you did. We've all got it. But I want to know the truth. This could be, and this is the thing. Why do you keep going on about it? I'll tell you why I keep going on about it. Look, random voice in my head I just created. I keep going on about it because this could be the worst crime against humanity of all time. And we definitely don't know it wasn't, but no one wants to sort of put it to bed. I think it's insane that people are like, yeah, I'll
just watch football. But why do you think it is that no one does want to put it to bed?
Because anyone who asked the question was demonetized, deplatformed at the top level. They were vilified, called conspiracy theorists, which has become a term of abuse thrown at people that turns out were right. That fucking Raj, right? That bloke what took 22 and a half grand from AstraZeneca. He posted, I'll send it to you. He posted a thing. Someone put, why have you locked your Twitter? He goes, because I don't need to deal with it. Social media is just full of conspiracy theorists. It's like, oh, what, people that want to ask you where that money came from, as if that had any bearing in you going on TV and telling people to get vaccinated. That's a conspiracy theorist, is it?
That's... 22 grand's not enough money for that, is it? That's like what you'd get for a decent advert on the TV.
That's like AstraZeneca. This is the thing. AstraZeneca, you know, they always throw a sacrificial lamb, like whether it be Prince Andrew, right? And you, oh, that Ghislaine Maxwell, Epstein's dead, Ghislaine Maxwell's in prison, and Prince Andrew's been sort of like, and you think, they're the sacrificial lambs that they drop. They're the scraps off the table. This fucking AstraZeneca one, they reckon Pfizer's, the myocarditis that Pfizer caused is way worse than the blood clot and that. But AstraZeneca, oh, see, we are looking into it. The whole fucking thing was a racket. The whole thing stinks. It might be the greatest crime against you, me, and anyone listening to this has got the hump with me. I'm looking out for all of us. It's not me versus you. That's what they want you to think. They drew a dividing line down it. Anti-vaxxer. I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I've had all my vaccines, apart from this fucking one, because I wasn't bothered about what it's vaccinating me against. I wasn't worried about it. It was the flu. And I've had the flu before, and it's horrible, and it was horrible, but I've had it, and I'm fine. Never mind this Newsweek article. I didn't have to make end-of-life things. It's total scaremongering. And don't let them gaslight you that they never did it, because they fucking did do it. And if people... all the people that have been demonetized and deplatformed for asking questions about blood clotting and myocarditis, they aren't getting, what do you call it, exonerated.
Indication.
They aren't getting exonerated or remunerated. And Newsweek and these people that said the opposite this morning, they aren't getting demonetized. They're not getting flagged as misinformation. Why is that? Because the people that deem what is information and misinformation are all in the same fucking game together. I said, I've got to stop talking about this shit, but it's making me more and more angry. And it's funny that people, oh, this will wind Justin up. And I'm like, doesn't it wind you up, you fucking insane person? Like, as if I'm the idiot for getting angry about what they've done to people. I don't get it. It's like saying, oh, well, stop going on about slavery. Oh, God, stop going on about the Holocaust, you Jewish. What the fuck? Why are we still being silenced? Now the evidence coming out to prove some of these conspiracy theories were correct. We're still being marginalised and silenced. It's fucking insane.
But don't you think, though, and I think, like, rightly, though, on your part, but the majority of people are so apathetic about
everything. That's what I was asking about the football angle, to be honest with you.
But you're angry. You're so angry. And you know, if all
I'm indignant.
This is true, you're
I'm indignant,
to...
really.
But I can't believe that 90% of people are completely apathetic.
Well, what do you do to make people apathetic?
Even if they had been...
What would you do? If you was the puppet master pulling all the strings, and it is a... And
I'd
it
give
is
them a sort of...
What would you do?
Oh,
I'll tell you
I'd
what.
I'd give them all a virus.
No, after that, stop them. I'll tell you what you do. You'd make it so they're just fucking struggling to make ends meet. Hand to mouth. Make everything expensive. Say there's going to be a food shortage. Make butter £2 for a pack of fucking butter. Make your mortgage go. Of course, we're all just in our own little shit now.
Very clever, isn't it?
It's just coordinated. Don't be fooled into thinking Big Pharma is the same as having a go at a nurse. They're not the same fucking thing at all. The nurses what are underpaid and gave the jabs, they did it all in good faith. They're not in on it. But don't be think that what was in that needle was it's just different. It's different. Big Pharma is not a part of the medical community. It's not. It's just an organisation.
But why does it need to be a vaccine like that? Like we said before, and you might have answered it, but why couldn't it be in coffee or whatever?
No, I don't think there's anything. I don't think they put anything bad in there on purpose. I don't think that. I just think they rushed it through safe and effective. And all that money, you know all the money we're now fucked and getting done up the arse for on our mortgages and that is all money that went up. It all trickled up to that top 1%. And yeah, they did it in the banks in 2009, and now in 2020, whatever it was, 2021, they've done it in medicine. It's just money going uphill. It always is. Look where we are now. I don't know if my Twitter feed is, I don't know. But if anyone else's Twitter feed is like mine, mine must be different.
Mine's mainly pornography, actually, at the moment. Pussy and
I don't get any. I don't get any pornography. Mine is all. Mine is very right wing. It is, and I'm not.
I do worry about mine because I haven't. You know that thing of like, is your algorithm based on your searching? I'm not searching porn on Twitter.
I'm not searching. Every tweet I look at has got the phrase cultural enrichers in it in a sarcastic way.
Really?
It'll be like Paris, Rome, Ireland, lots of these sorts of things. And
mine is mainly...
It's getting me down. It's getting me really getting me down. It's seriously getting me down. It does feel like end days. We had the Northern
Lights. What's getting
you up? How about this? The fucking... Oh, there's going to be a solar... There's going to be a solar... This is so conspiracy. I know people don't like conspiracies. Maybe we shouldn't put this out. But like Operation Blue Beam, where they reckon that they're going to like... they were working on the theory of simulating the second coming of Christ to control everyone. Do you know
about
that?
That'd be good. That'd be good.
Anyway, so there's this video of someone... There's just like a massive 3D Jesus rotating in the sky in America, and someone's filmed it. And they're going, what the fuck? And it's sort of like, and then, so you think, what the fuck? And then they go, oh, then they admit, you know, the cloud seed, and obviously had to come out, really, it happened in Dubai, and the chemtrails, contrails, they're off the hook.
I think cloud seeding, I'm surprised that was even a conspiracy, because I just thought that was common knowledge.
Well, think about this then. So you got water, right, can exist in three states, which they reckon is what the Holy Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost was based on. You've got water, ice, and vapor, right? So water can be steam. Yeah. It can gas, basically, effectively, to the layman. It can be solid, ice, and it can be liquid. Water can be three forms. So there's a certain amount. There's a finite amount of water on the planet. Some is in the sea. I'm going to simplify it. Some is in the sea. Some is in the North Poles and South Poles, the polar caps, and summer's in the air. Right? So global warming is all about we're going to die because the temperature of the globe is going to increase, the polar caps are going to melt, and there's going to be too much liquid water. Right? Is that a fair but childlike assessment of basically where we're
at? Yes, perfect. Really good. Well done, Justin.
So if they're worried about one third, the ice portion of all the finite water on the earth becoming liquid is going to kill us. How is there no regulation or talk about pulling it out of the sky? If they're seeding, that is fucking as bad, isn't it? I don't know how much is in the sky. I bet it's more than you think. You think humidity.
Of course.
You think how much? It's 8 miles up, right, to the ozone layer. So there's 8 miles high of sky all around the planet that has got any more. I bet there's as much water in the air almost as there is in the fucking polar caps. And they're just like, yeah, don't worry about that. Oh, we'll just make that all fall out of the sky. It's like, well, hang on a minute. If the big
problem...
Yeah, it
didn't go very well, did it?
You should be doing the fucking opposite, shouldn't you? It seems insane that there's this blind spot, there's nothing wrong with cloud seed. It's like, whoa, you can't just start making one of the two-thirds into liquid because that's too much liquid. We'll drown.
I think you might have come up with a good theory there.
It's not even a theory, it's a question. I ain't got no theory.
Vaporizing water, that would be good. If you just had a water vaporizing machine, bring the levels down. I wonder how...
Mate,
like
if they're worried about too much water from global warming, but have at it, flying and that cloud cover seed, it makes heats up because you get the greenhouse effect, so it traps the heat in. And I took the boys up the driving range yesterday because they're getting in the Gulf, which is on their own volition. I'm so happy about because it means something I can do with them. But I looked up, and I don't remember looking up and seeing it. Didn't you? I don't know what's different. I don't know what's different, but every fucking plane leaves a trail now. I don't know. I'm not saying it's chemicals. I'm not saying they're spraying this. I'm not saying it's lizard people. Just one simple metric. I didn't used to see it. And they last longer. They're disbanding. They seem lower. And it is like something's going on. I don't know what that... Just say there is nothing in it. But in the actual trail, it's just vapor. I don't know why all of a sudden there's all this vapor and it's hanging around and they're doing crisscrosses. I just look up and see it. Forget conspiracy theories. I don't know, but I don't know.
In my memory, it was always like that.
That could be me misremembering. I'm fully aware of that, but I don't want to be called a fucking nutcase, as I know everyone is, for just going, is that normal? Because it's like, if you say, is that normal? They think, they just push you all the way to the end of the scale where you think the royal family are lizards. Do you know what I mean? And that's how people don't want to be angry or ask questions
about
the lockdown.
Imagine if they were.
Might be. It was not that weird. It's not that weird when you talk about things like quantum entanglement and the double slit experiment. This is the other thing.
Well, and UFOs are now being just sort of gently talked about.
Can I talk you through some timelines about UFOs? This has occurred
to
me in
please.
The last... Right. Again.
Last 14 minutes.
48 hours.
All right, okay.
I don't know why I thought of this, but I'm going to talk about some timelines and I'm not going to link them at all, but I'm just going to say this. These are kind of generally...
Can I just say, this feels like this is doing you good and I'm pleased to be...
I've been bottling this up because people
don't
like conspiracies.
Yeah, go. I'm enjoying it. Go.
Now,
I
might be wrong. I think anyone who had the vaccine don't want to hear it. And I'm not being gleeful and glib, but if anyone's had the vaccine, listen to this.
Yeah, but that could well be the case.
I'm really sorry that they did that to you. And you did it on good intentions and you're a good person, but I actually feel bad. I really wish they hadn't. And I'm angry on your behalf. That's probably even incensed them even
more. Go on, I want to hear about the UFOs.
Right. The term flying saucer was coined in the early 1800s to refer to clay pigeons. Yep, flying saucer was a clay pigeon in 1830 when that became...
Are you kidding me? That's where that comes from.
Think about it. It's actually a saucer that flies through the air.
I know. But that's where that expression started.
Yeah, they were called flying saucers, yeah. Like, I think Americans called them skeets. I don't know what the skeet means.
Skeet surfing. Do you remember from Top Secret?
Yeah.
He's got the top 10 Billboard songs and they're all called like skeet. Skeet surfing.
So
they're surfing and he's shooting clay pigeons as he's surfing.
So that is actually very funny. So flying saucer was coined in 1830. I don't know. Don't quote me. It might be 1860.
Well, that's all right.
Yeah.
Don't need the facts. Fuck it.
Let's go up to, and these are separate timelines. Let's go up to things that were globally reported. So we go up to the Titanic. Was that the 20s?
Don't know.
Say it was the 20s. So something like...
It's the 20s.
Just say it was the 20s. So an event like a ship sinking can globally
travel around
the world in the media. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
the kick heard around the world. That
mass
kind of
worldwide
thing.
Reporting.
Yeah.
So let's say... Let's go up to 1940, right?
Nothing happened then.
No. How many reports, because we can report things, of flying saucers or UFOs have there been?
What, up to 1940?
Pre-1940, how many people said they saw things in the sky? Let me give you a clue. It's none.
Oh, really?
More or less. But pretty much. It's not a thing. It's not a cultural phenomenon.
Do you think, is this partly also down to the fact there was nothing in the sky?
Here we go. Now, Hitler takes power in Germany.
There's no streetlights. There's no streetlights for a start.
Propeller planes. So clear skies. Zeppelins and propeller planes.
Yeah, but hardly any. So there's hardly any.
So if they were extraterrestrial.
Certainly not lit. They wouldn't be lit.
So if they were extraterrestrial on a different time
scale. Although, as I say, how do the batteries last on a plane? Nobody can answer that question. Go on.
So if UFOs are from another planet, or interdimensional, they wouldn't be on the same time scale as us, would they? As in, we've only just worked out hot air balloons, propeller planes. Oh, like they might have. This civilization might have started a billion years before the first single cell animal in the sea, right? In the primordial soup. So then Hitler takes over power, and someone corrected me in Discord. It wasn't actually Hitler, but I mean, within the Nazi regime, there was a big belief in mysticism. That's why the swastika was reappropriated. It's a very mystical symbol. And they went down and started fucking around in Antarctica before the war. Did you know this? A huge expedition to Antarctica, right? As pre-war. So Hitler's, the Nazis are fucking around. They're looking for the Spear of Destiny. They're looking for the Raise the Lost Ark, basically based on, there was sections of that they believed in that sort of stuff, right? So then the war happens, still propeller planes, right? Spitfires, Messerschmitts, yeah? All of a sudden, American pilots start reporting Foo Fighters. Yeah,
that's what they were called, yeah.
Just orbs. We just see this orb fly, all of a sudden, right? So that was in 1946, say. Within 25 years, we've got jet planes, nuclear weapons, been to the moon. Think about it. We had propeller planes during the war. Then everyone's, all of a sudden, you've got, in the 50s, you've got Area 51, Roswell, people seeing, all of a sudden. I don't know, just different timelines. It seems like a huge acceleration in technology from the start of World War II to the end of the 60s. Seems fucking weird, doesn't it?
But then don't you think there's this huge acceleration in technology from...
Not in propulsion, nothing since the jet engine.
I do agree with that, but what I'm saying is, if you go from, like, I don't know when planes become used, really.
Right, brothers, 1908 or something?
Yes, so you go from 1908
to
1930, whatever it is. Yeah,
yeah, the same planes.
But it's insane, though, that you go, oh, by the way, now you can all just get on that and fly to...
Yeah, but they're propellers. And you know how a propeller plane works.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden, there was no jet engine in World War II. And then, like, 20 years later, we land on the fucking moon.
Why then? If that's come from someone else, some other...
I don't know. I'm just saying. And all of a sudden, people...
Yeah. So, I don't want it to sound like, oh, it's mad. But if that did come, as that's technology handed to us from some other worldly thing.
Or something,
why would it be a jet engine?
No, I'm just saying, that's an example. You think they worked out that if you got wind to go over the top and bottom of a wing at different speeds, you get lift.
Yeah.
So you have to push that wing through the air.
Yeah.
That's
how an
aeroplane. It's not air. It's not AIR. It's AERO. It's like, it is aerodynamics, right? We've gone from, we had propellers from 1908 to 19 fucking whatever. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden it's just like, oh yeah, we've got nuclear bombs. We've got atomic energy, nuclear energy. And here's another thing. They go, do you know, they reckon that you can't look at the steps towards a nuclear bomb. It's all just like, which was done, Operation Paperclip, by ex-Nazi scientists.
Yeah.
Again,
yeah.
That's a bit odd. NASA, all ex-Nazi scientists. So the technology that put man on the moon and created the nuclear, come from the Nazis who were fucking around in the occult and fucking around down in Antarctica. I don't know, they're just timelines. They're just timelines that might cope. They might, what do you call it? They might intersect. They might not. They might.
And NASA, don't forget.
That does sound like Nazi, doesn't it? A bit.
Well, and they were. That's who started it.
Yeah, Wernher von Braun, who created all the V2 rockets. He created the rockets. Here's another thing. They say that you can't. Well, I was saying that you know, you go, oh, how did we invent the car? You'd go back to when we sort of like learned how to make metals, and then you go. Oh,
it
then
baffles me. It completely and utterly.
Yeah, but there is everything happened. In a car was kind of pre-existed. Like pistons existed in industrial machinery and fucking steam engines and nuclear bomb weren't like that. The atomic bomb weren't like that. And these other things.
Brand new.
So they go. So they'll go, oh, yeah, we split the atom. So they'll go that if you split an atom, enough energy is released. Like Velcro. When you pull Velcro apart, energy is released in that sound, right? When you split an atom, the strong nuclear force which binds atoms together, also known as meson, that you can, if you split one atom, it's got enough, releases enough energy to move one grain of sand. But there are more atoms in a grain of sand than there are grains of sand on the beach, right? So you go, that's a huge amount of energy. Now, the way they just, I got into this last Friday, but we didn't finish my thought. Brownian motion was a botanist, Brown, right? He thought, I wonder what would happen if I put pollen in some water in a vacuum and looked at it under a microscope. So when he did that, all this pollen was moving around like the interference on an old school analog TV. So that he was the first person that said there's smaller things pushing the pollen around. Now, the scale of the sand to the beach, and I think that sounds like bollocks. Like, I don't think you could see pollen being visibly moved by things that small, right?
Why are they, what's moving them?
Some sort of force that I don't know. Look at quantum entanglement. I mean, if I explained that to you and you'd never heard of it, you would think that was mental. You'd think I was mental.
Yeah,
but these things are, if I explained the observation paradox, where like the atoms, so, all right, so anyway, so then they go, how do you make a nuclear bomb? Oh, you split the atom. Then they go,
is that
oh,
atom done when you do that, by the way?
I don't understand how it, I don't believe
there's such a thing. Kill the atom if you do it.
No, you can't. I think they're just separated then, aren't they? But so there's this, so anyway, so then they go, oh, the double slit is atoms exist, the superstate, they exist both as a particle and a wave. How'd you split it then? How'd you, if you can't say where they are or what they are, how are you fucking splitting them? If I said to you, can you cut that apple in half? By the way, it's an apple and it's also juice and I don't know where it is or what it looks like. Here's your knife, have at it. You'd be like, what? It's all bollocks. They're just big bombs. When you look at the fucking, when you look at the test things, all them houses are blowing up, why aren't their cameras getting destroyed? They reckon they were models and they look like models. How have you erected this camera in a certain thing on a tripod that all these houses are, you know, the famous black and white shit, they're disintegrating into this nuclear wind and the camera's not even shaking.
There must be an answer to that though, isn't there? Like,
you think so, Ash,
up,
but then you go, oh, we'll look up, and then you go, oh, Arsenal will play and I'm going to stop thinking about it. That's your problem.
Yeah. I like that.
I don't know.
I'm going to go to the bathroom for 6 weeks.
Yeah, why don't you? Yeah, I know. It's probably healthier, isn't it? But the thing is, I do get exasperated and I do get frustrated and I do get indignant. But I'm having a fucking wonderful time. People think, why? I'm not upset. I love it. I love it so much, Ash.
You've got something, haven't you? It's nice to have something. I've got football. You've got this.
Yeah, exactly.
It's no difference.
Exactly. But the thing is.
No difference.
The thing is, nothing's ever. Like, say this COVID one. Nothing.
I tell you what, I'd rather be a bit on your in honesty.
Yeah.
I'd rather be on your team than the other team because Simon Dan.
Simon Dan, my nemesis. I want to debate.
But I don't want to be. It's like if I was a Tottenham fan and I had that Richarlison, I'd go, oh, I fucking think he's a cunt. That
he
bloke.
Is a cunt.
I wouldn't
isn't
want,
he?
I don't want to support the team that he's in.
What he doesn't because, get is but, when you think outside the matrix and you go, I don't believe what they've put in the textbooks, you can't.
Richarlison or Simon Dan.
You cannot refute them by reading the textbook.
I think Simon Dan, the big... Is that his name, by the
yeah,
way?
With that, with his fucking bat. He's got, like, one of them... You know, like, when you got, like, one tooth that's out the front of all the other teeth?
Like, I don't think you should reduce him to this. Let's not reduce him to this, because that detracts from...
What a cunt he is.
And I'm... I believe the things he said. Like, I happen to be on his side.
He quotes the orthodoxy.
But he is so unlikable with it.
I hate him.
I'm like, oh, fuck off, mate. Like, yeah, well, you've actually disproved your own point there because and it's just like, fuck off.
It's like if you said I don't believe in God.
Imagine educating a kid like that. It's like, imagine it's if, like, your, no, if your kid's like, teachers were like that.
It's trying to preach someone out of atheism with the Bible. And going, yes. Oh, the Lord yes. said this. You go, I don't believe in God. Well, you would say that because God said, let them not believe in this.
So, no, but it's not even that. Because when he does the stuff with, like, there was one the other day where the person, like, his evidence he was giving, you would say he disproved his own point with his own evidence, right?
That's all the evidence. And that, hoisted with their own petard.
But no, but this particular one was like, you've done it wrong. They've done it wrong. Even by their own logic, they've got it wrong.
That's like not everyone.
But what I'm saying is, when I watched him do that, I'm like, why are you talking like that? Why are you doing it?
Picking on the low-hanging fruit? He will only reply to the ones that are a bit mental. And there are mental people that think...
But don't talk to people like that.
Here's the thing, Ash. Here's the thing. Who's someone that we could all agree is mental? Let's say that Martha off Baby Reindeer who was on Piers Morgan.
How's right. that happening? How's that all right as well? That I don't was, know anything about
like
it.
That felt like
a
simulation. That felt like I was in a show. I was watching her on that, and it felt like when... You know, like in Shaun of the Dead, where they got the actual bloke off Sky News to be on the news saying there's a zombie apocalypse? I felt like I was in something, watching something on something. Do you know what I mean?
I don't know if you had... Say a woman was being stalked by someone, and you went, and here is, you know... Charlotte Ramsey's stalker for 2 hours. Yeah,
you'd
on
never have
Piers
a man.
Morgan
you'd
tonight.
Never give a man the chance to defend himself. That is
you've
a gender
been,
inequality.
You've been chasing this woman. You've been stalking this woman. What have you got to say about that? Like what?
You
didn't do that.
It does bring up.
Oh, by the way, if you baby reindeer person, if you turn on this TV show, you'll see your abuser.
He abused her as much.
And I don't know. I've not seen it, but
well, I think that he just tried to get his excuses in, and it was like, you know, that whole hurt people. It's like, oh, you know, I got done up the arse, and I was probably not very nice to her, but what happened to me was worse. It's like that doesn't excuse it, mate.
He was saying that she's a stalker. Is that right?
Yeah, but he encouraged her.
Why would you then?
He encouraged her because he got raped up the arsehole.
Okay,
but they haven't found it.
By whom?
Yeah, exactly. Well, someone called Darian, who was like a big time. As comedians and as a comedian, I was looking at it thinking this does sort of open an interesting ish debate about putting real stuff in your set. Because I say this is a true story and it might be, it might not be. I mean, the whole thing isn't fabricated, but it might be someone said something to me in the gym.
A version of truth.
Thought they said this. Imagine if I'd have really thought and I'd have replied to that when they actually meant that. And there's a humour there and that will become a bit, right?
But yeah.
He's in this modern era where you can go back and you don't show. It wasn't just this ephemeral conversation in the gym that existed in the moment only. You can go back and look through tweets and stuff. So to say this is a true story and put where does the responsibility lie with the artist to populate their art with other people that haven't consented to being a part of it. Even though it happened to him, that's his truth.
Yeah, well, in this case, he's actually... Like, I don't know anything about the story,
I hope he gets absolutely fucked over for it, to be honest with you.
If you are telling a truth like that and it isn't true...
Well,
I'm not saying this, that's the case. But if you were like, this person stalked me and you can easily find out who that person was and this person did this to me and you can easily... Then you have to face the repercussions if that isn't true.
At the end of Baby Reindeer, she admits to stalking him and gets 9 months inside. She got 9 months inside for stalking him.
Oh, in prison.
Yeah,
sorry,
but if that didn't happen, then I think he's fucked. Because I think you could just...
And did she go to prison?
That's what I'm saying. Well, Piers Morgan's going, have you been to prison? She's like, no. But she did close her eyes a lot and drink a lot of water. But I don't think she'd... Unless
they can just prove this.
Exactly.
Well, I know someone that went to court for their kid, and the mum of the kid was like, you can't let this person have access to our kid because they are violent and they've spent time inside for violent conduct, you know, violent, I don't know what you'd call that, that you went to prison for. I'm going to say violent conduct, like it was a football match. And then the judge went, is this true? And then the person went, no, I've never been to prison, or even, no, it's never even been pushed, like, put to me. That, you know, there's never been a police charge, there's never been anything. And then so they said to the person who'd accused them, went, you know, we could just, in 2 minutes, we can find out whether you're lying.
Exactly.
Or not.
I think in 2 minutes, and I think if Richard Gadd has said, Richard Gadd and Netflix have said, this is a true story, which they have. No, I don't think that matters. I didn't think it matters. Do you remember the old disclaimer that a lot of American things had? They would have a disclaimer that would say, this is fictional. Any resemblance to persons living or dead is purely coincidental. So there must have been a reason.
Do you remember that? Do you remember the joke in Red Dwarf about that? I think it was one of the first ever Red Dwarfs. Yeah, it was like they found the missing page of the Bible.
Yeah, but you think, so there must have been a legal reason to put that on something.
Absolutely.
So he's, because he's been doing his little Edinburgh shows, just the way I said little in there to diminish it, where it's all about truth and bravery and the, you can go, oh, this is true, and they'll be like, oh, so brave, he's telling his life. Now he's made it into a Netflix show and he's put, this is true, but it ain't fucking true. And if it weren't true, I remember when all the buzz was about it, going, I can't believe it's a true story. It wasn't true. It's based in truth. Now, if he'd have put that
disclaimer... But they say the Blair Witch Project was true.
The Blair Witch Project was presented as true.
Yeah.
But because it's fictional, and everyone in it knew it's fictional, if you think about it, there's no real person out there that could sue you. So that's different. That's fine. That's a safe thing to do. You remove. You.
How did this woman, the real woman, get thrust
Twitter.
Into the public eye? Oh,
everyone
really?
Just found her on Twitter. Because she goes, oh, they had this thing where he goes, oh, come around your house and hang your curtains, like doing sexual innuendo. And that was him, you know, because obviously he was surrounded by the worst people in the world, a.k.a. heteronormative people in the pub. So he was saying these sort of things to impress them. And then people found a tweet where she said, I need you to come around and hang my curtains, to Richard Gadd. So they didn't protect her. They didn't change her enough to make her... And they've said it's true. I think they're fucked. I think they can just go, well, she didn't go to prison.
Well, is that what's being inferred at the moment, that might happen?
I'll be honest, I watched that on Piers Morgan, and I thought, for all, everyone hates him, and I do hate him, I thought he did a pretty good interrogation, actually. It was awkward at the time.
It's so weird that he still get, like, knowing what he's actually done.
Do you know the thing? Because he knows everyone thinks he's a cunt, he doesn't care about coming across as a cunt. And if you're cross-examining someone, you need to not give a fuck. You can't be nice and cross-examine someone.
No, but like that, literally, imagine that he's still got primetime TV show after he did the whole phone hacking thing. And the
he didn't do the phone hacking thing. Everyone says that. No, he did the...
I thought he was head of...
No, that was the news of the world. He did the pissing on the soldiers thing.
Soldiers, fuck.
I don't think that he was involved. I might be wrong about that, but I think that as a commonly people conflate all that, but I don't think Red Tops did it, and he was part of that, and I'm sure he did. But I don't
he acted out soldiers piss. You can't do anything against the soldiers. It was such an odd decision. Like, you can't badmouth a soldier.
Basically,
like,
he was profiting from a publication that was manufacturing fodder for Al Qaeda. I mean, that was proper. He was.
Yeah.
Disgraceful, and not. And again, not true. You know.
But then imagine that he's now. I mean, I don't know what channel he's on.
On the internet. So anyway, I watched him interview her. Then I saw he had a panel of like 4 or 5 people on, raking over the interview, like the first series of Big Brother when they used to do that. The first series of Big Brother might be the best television show I've ever seen, because at the time, none of the housemates knew it was popular. They didn't know anyone was watching it. They were completely in a vacuum. And on a Monday, they had body language people going through it. It was like a social
Russell
experiment.
Russell Brand hosting it, wasn't he?
No, I think that might have been that's when it started getting more populist. But the first series felt like a scientific experiment. It was like amazing. And then it just became like fame-hungry twats.
Well, everyone went on it to try and get... be famous. That
but when people were getting evicted on the first series, they couldn't believe there was anyone there. I think they thought they were going to come out and it'd be Davina McCall, like Dragon's Den in some loft. But they come out and there was all these crowds waving things, saying Nasty Nick out. And you could see they were like, what the fuck? It was amazing.
He didn't know that he was about to be a multimillionaire because he went on to make a fortune.
I've made a mistake. But anyway.
Yeah, well done him.
Yeah, brilliant. But So anyway, I watched Piers Morgan. I watched this follow-up, but then I started thinking about Nazis and UFOs. So I haven't gone back to it, basically. I've got a lot of different channels in my mind.
I don't watch nothing. I ain't got no
Arsenal,
channels.
Mate. You just like your red team. You get that in the net more than they do ours, and just, everything's good.
I think you're right.
Just think what a simple little twat you are. Just a simple little twat. Walking around.
I like talking to you.
Yeah, you don't like it. I'm sorry that was about... I know that everybody... I'm very unpopular.
I do like talking to you. I actually look forward to talking to you. And I don't care whether you feel what you feel about that.
Everyone listening to that is furious. I bet a lot of people haven't made it this far. I don't know why you're so closed-minded.
Me?
No, the listener.
I like talking to you. And I talk to you every day. And never once have I thought, I promise you this is true, right? I've never once gone... Oh, God, I've got to speak to Justin.
Oh,
never happened. No, I don't. I don't care what you say. That's what I'm saying. It doesn't matter. It doesn't affect me what you say.
Why isn't this podcast massive, if you think that? If you think that, there must be people that would think that about listening to it, more than one. And if there's more than one, there might be a million.
I think it's because we don't do any publicity or push it or even tweet out that it's happened.
I'm not in control of the tweet.
No, I haven't even looked at the Twitter page for 4 years. I don't know. I've done nothing to help grow the podcast. I've done literally nothing.
Mm.
The people, I don't know who's stumbling
along. Do you think
along
if
it.
We got big, do you think if it got bigger, we wouldn't be able to do one like today and just say weird shit that's...
No, because what would be the point?
I think you get held... I don't want to be held accountable for anything I think or say. Is that fair?
But that's the thing. I don't think... well, there's no agenda. We just literally go start recording and start talking. I was about to tell you about the guy in the front row. That's going to have to wait until Wednesday now.
I honestly just... I do believe in freedom of thought and expression that I think... I just say shit and I'm so glad that other people say shit on the opposite. I would never stop them. I'd say, what's wrong with that? What is wrong with like having to hear something you don't agree with? And then go, where's your evidence? And go, I ain't got none. And then, oh, well, why'd you say it then? Because I felt like it. I didn't ask to be born. We're all clinging to the side of this ball, if you believe that. And we're all just, we're thrust upon it. And we're all just making our own way through it. What does it fucking matter to you what I say? Fuck off. I'm not a politician. And you can say whatever you want and all, mate. There you go. There's a deal. Shake on it. No, don't work like that. Why not?
Can't touch your hand. COVID.
Yeah, got wet. Remember, we had to wear masks on our hands. Do you remember that? God, crazy, wasn't it?
Speak to you on Wednesday.